This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. We've got a lot of course, information about the fires that's starting to come in. The day is starting to, it's light out here in California now, and people are able to get into and see the damage that has been done in Paradise, California. Anyway, a lot of other things going on. We're going to be talking about voter fraud. I wonder why we're doing that, talking about voter fraud, since there's so much of it out there, right? I mean, it's interesting. Here in California, we have a completely fraudulent voter system. It's complete. It's done. Kaput. Everything is rigged. It's so much rigged that there was very little spending on the election this year. I mean, the telltale sign was not much. Now, listen, I'm going to say these things, and then you're going to hear reports now. You know, this was a very expensive midterm for California. Really? You just can't justify it. I mean, there wasn't many TV commercials out there. And radio was they came kind of rushing in there in the last week or so in the local races. But nothing in terms of pass rate, because, you know, it wasn't really important, California. There was no real election going on. I mean, come on. And there was no real candidate for governor here, because the fix was in. And this wasn't just me saying this. This is other people that noticed it, too. There's no campaigning. Well, no, but why should you campaign? And, of course, everybody's complaining about the Republicans weren't giving anything to the candidates. Why should they? They knew. Listen, the donors knew the fix was in. Why spend money on a perfectly good setup? Come on. What's wrong with you guys? Save some dough. When the system is so corrupt that the campaign donors stop giving, you know there's something really, really wrong in California. And then, of course, by extension, what is it, Stalin used to say, hey, you silly guys, you morons, get it together. It's not who votes. They don't count. It's who counts the votes who count. That's the way it is in California. It's just replete from top to bottom, stem to stern. That's what it is. So that's why everybody's kind of like going, oh, right. And of course, all this is now spread over to where? It's all spread over to Florida and Arizona and other states. That's been the California kid. Of course, Florida has always had some issues in Broward County. Shocking. Shocking, right? Issues in Broward County. Yeah. It's amazing. It's kind of like, wow, somebody's finally calling them out on it. Maybe this President's Commission on Elections did a little bit more work than people realize, and they're sticking with this whole thing in Broward County. They're just going to stick to it. Of course, you know, this is they did the classic thing that happens in California. When a race is close, they all of a sudden ship in box loads of provisional ballots. This is a California thing. And admitted, by the way. Admitted by California Democratic operatives at the Commonwealth Club, at the Mineta Institute. Actually admitted to this. It's on tape. We can hear it. Actually admitted to having pre-marked ballots. Oh, provisional ballots. The operative word is pre-marked. That they would drive around and, you know, if you need some Hillary votes here, hey, Hillary votes here, Hillary votes there, Hillary votes here, there, everywhere. And he was laughing about it. This is the kind of voter fraud that goes on. So this is just an old trick. Bring in, and of course, naturally, it upsets the governor. Now the governor has a choice. The governor of Florida has a choice here, Mr. Scott. He's got a choice. He can either be the governor or do nothing, right? He's got to do something as the governor. He's got to act like the governor. That's what I heard one of the people from Florida saying the other day on the radio. He's got to act like the governor, be the governor, do the governor thing, that there's corruption, there's fraud. Do everything legally you can do. But now, of course, he's got lawsuits against Broward County. Because all these provisional ballots come up and, oh, hey, my lead's starting to shrink. Really? That's because, and by the way, no one's allowing anybody to see these ballots. That's called a clue, by the way. That's called a clue. And, of course, McSally. She's the winner. And all of a sudden, whoop, more ballots show up. And, of course, it's always, every time this happens, it's always the Democrat who has the extra ballots in those provisionals that show up. It must be a system. It is. Of course it's a system. This is what we deal with now in the United States. Voter fraud that's rampant around the nation. Primarily in your densely populated urban areas. Oh, go figure. Yeah, and you know what's kind of funny? In the primary, Antonio Villaraigosa, they misplaced 118,000 ballots on him. He didn't get into the count. He was running for governor. And he didn't get, he got in his own city. They screwed up. Well, at least he thought they did. He was complaining about my own party. My own party, you know, he was whining about it. That's what goes on in California. So you've got, you know, DeSantis and Gilliam, and you've got Scott and his little buddy there in Florida, all coming down to Broward County. I think there's something suspicious going on. That's just me. I'm a suspicious sort of guy, wouldn't you say? I'm just a suspicious kind of guy. Anyway, when we come back from the break, because we've got a break coming up here in a couple minutes, I don't know, maybe we'll do it now. Let's do it. Let's do it now. Let's get it over with and figure out what we got going on here. So in this, Dem leaning Palm Beach County says it likely won't make recount deadline in Florida governor's race. I'm shocked, aren't you? Aren't you shocked about that? I find it absolutely shocking. I'm not going to make that little deadline because why? We've got to count all those extra provisional ballots that came in. That's what they got to do. Isn't that nice to know that? The supervisor of elections in Florida's heavily Democratic Palm Beach County said Sunday that she did not believe her department would meet a Thursday deadline to complete recounts of the Sunshine State.
Attorneys here. Of course, the recount is beginning in all 67 counties. But here in Broward, you see the canvassing board behind me. They're here along with attorneys for the Democrats and Republicans. But what we've all been watching is inside this room right here. Initially, 10 voting machines to do the recount. Two more added at about 4 a.m. brought in from Tallahassee. They're just calibrating them now. That's what you see those officials doing in there. Then they'll start the recount. But actually, before they even get there, they're trying to get a total number of ballots that were cast before they do that, because of Governor Scott's lawsuit, which focuses, among other things, on the supervisor here, Brenda Snipes.
Brenda. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Been up all night long, election officials and attorneys here. Of course, the recount is beginning in all 67 counties, but here in Broward, you see the canvassing board behind me. They're here along with attorneys for the Democrats and Republicans. But what we've all been watching is inside this room right here. Initially, 10 voting machines to do the recount. Two more added at about 4 a.m. brought in from Tallahassee. They're just calibrating them now. That's what you see those officials doing in there. Then they'll start the recount. But actually, before they even get there, they're trying to get a total number of ballots that were cast before they do that because of Governor Scott's lawsuit, which focuses, among other things, on the supervisor here, Brenda Snipes, whether or not she failed to account for a total number of ballots. It's a contentious time already, and we spoke with the Democrat attorney, Mitchell Berger, about Brenda Snipes. Here's what he had to say. Listen.
Brenda Snipes might be under-personed and might have too much thrust upon her suddenly. I don't think there's anyone who thinks she is dishonest or lacks integrity.
But Dr. Snipes is, of course, the focus of much of the accusations from Governor Scott's lawsuit. And I asked the Republican attorney here, Bill Scheer, if he had any confidence in Snipes. Here's what he said.
Zero. I have zero from the beginning. I've been involved with her and her operation and the embarrassment that she causes to Broward County. You know, it's Florida because of what she's, the way she runs her operation.
Once they start counting the ballots, they'll continue 24-7 to get it in by Thursday. That's the deadline for the second unofficial results. And if those results show a 0.25%, quarter percent, or less separating the two candidates, it will go to a manual hand recount. Finally, Sandra, I'll just add that north of me in Palm Beach County, the supervisor of elections up there, Susan Booker, says already she's not going to be able to meet that Thursday deadline.
Ah, another county. Ah, it's just a late. I'm telling you, it's just these flipping late provisionals that drop in, and it's tight. So you got to count those provisionals, right? Well, we just make it tighter when we bring in more provisionals, and you know, suddenly there's just all those provisionals that Democrats have been providing for, right? I get it. It's a plan. It's a plot. It's a conspiracy.
All right, welcome back. The media dismissing the Florida election problems as nothing more than a right-wing conspiracy.
Will
Sommer of the Daily Beast tweeting, Republican and internet conspiracy theorists are freaking out as new ballots threaten their Florida Senate win.
New ballots.
CNN contributor Anna Navarro similarly tweeting, in part, stop spreading conspiracy theories and let the process play out. But what does the evidence here actually show is the question this morning. Here to debate that, former advisor to Presidents Clinton and Obama, Susan Johnson Cook, and conservative political analyst and attorney Ken Chase.
Oh boy.
Guys, thanks so much for coming on this morning. Susan, we're going to start with you.
Thanks for having us.
A lot of people in the media have a lot of problems with the way that I guess this is being viewed by Republicans, these issues in Florida. But the courts so far have strongly agreed with Governor Scott in his lawsuits. What do you think?
Well, you know, what you see is that Governor Scott's, you know, numbers are diminishing and it's narrowing his win. And what we're looking at in Florida is not just the senatorial race, but the gubernatorial race as well.
Stop it! We had the election. And we knew the results, but we don't like the results, so bring in the provisionals. And suddenly, his numbers are diminishing. Shocking. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here.
Yeah. We've been here before in Florida, and so something is definitely wrong. And so
yes, you've been here before in Florida. You're right, and it's Broward County, Florida. You're right, Susan. She's a former advisor to Bill Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama. She's right. She's absolutely right. There's something wrong here. I'm shocked. Aren't you shocked? Of course. Everybody's shocked.
So because, you know, Scott's numbers are narrowing and his...
Oh, it's because they're narrowing. He said, you know, there could be something wrong, and I am the governor. Hello?
Wind is narrowing. You know, now the right is squeaking and yelling and having all kinds of...
I wonder why.
Lawsuits. I think that demands why we have another recount. So that
there we go. With all the provisionals that we threw in at the end, of course. Because, you know, it was close. And now it's just not close because the Dems win it.
We come within the reality of the right margin.
We come within the reality, the right margin. The right fraudulent margin. Right, that's it.
And yeah, you look at the governor race and or the Senate race with Governor Scott, 58,000 down to 13,000 at this point. That's extremely tight in a Florida that big, in a state that big.
Well, sure it is, and nobody expected anything otherwise. All votes need to be counted, and the votes need to be counted pursuant to the law. What the circuit court judge, the chief circuit court judge of Palm Beach County, held is that there needs to be compliance with Florida Statute 101.5614. And that is Florida's Election Reform Act. And that statute requires a very specific thing. For any ballot that's damaged or overcounted or undercounted, there must be a compliance with the procedure. And the procedure is that the county canvassing board, not the unilateral decision by the supervisor, needs to be the entity that determines the voters and the votes pursuant to those protocols.
Susan, what do you make of the Brenda Snipes situation in Broward County, one of the biggest counties there, 700,000 votes?
Yeah, I used to live in Broward County. Yeah. I mean, I don't know all the particulars, and that's why a recount is so important. He started out saying that nobody expected anything else, that it would be within 13,000 votes. I think people did expect something else, and I think that's why it's important to have the recount. You know, I wasn't there in terms of what she did or did not do, but I think that a recount will show the accuracy of it. And I think we're going to be surprised with the results. I think it's swinging the other way, and it's going to be blue. And yeah. I think that's why everyone is upset. So
Susan, let me ask you this. If you flip this and all of a sudden they find all of these, you know, Republican ballots and the race gets tighter and tighter for a Democrat, would you expect the Democrats to behave in any other way?
Well, you know what? I don't know if we flipped it. I just know that we've been here before with Florida. And there's a problem. There's a problem on both sides. It's not just senatorial. It's gubernatorial. And I think we're going to be surprised that it's going to go blue.
A problem on both sides. Republican wins and gets, they're winning, and all of a sudden, oh, stop everything, bring in the provisionals. That's the scam. This is what we saw with Al Franken in Minnesota years ago. We see it in California. If it's close, we use the provisionals. That's what they say. And of course, in California, God, California, we haven't even gotten there yet. We're just doing Florida.
Do both ways, and so let's see what happens.
Yeah, Ken, do you think this is a scandal?
No, I don't think it's a scandal at this time. What is being shown is that there has not been protocol that's been filed. And in Broward, Governor Scott's campaign also filed a lawsuit and relief was granted by the judge. The lawsuit that was filed in Broward was pursuant to the Florida Constitution, Article 19, which requires transparency. We haven't had the transparency. We have two counties out of 67 counties where there have been problems. And the problems have been with lack of transparency and lack of following protocol. Yeah. It is not a scandal at this time. The votes need to be counted. We need to see what the evidence shows.
Yeah, the courts do seem to agree with the Republicans that there's something wrong here. We'll see.
Listen, you have to laugh at it because it's just so sad. This is our system. This is our system, and you know what? They're getting caught at it. That's what's happening. They're being exposed. Now, Californians, hey, we only have 4.5 million votes that haven't been counted yet. I'm sorry, it's Monday, isn't it? Oh, they're going to take the day off. It's a federal holiday. 4.5 million votes, not counted. But everybody's a winner on the Democratic side. I don't know what's wrong with that picture.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, for you out there that are wondering about missing persons, or if you want to report a missing person regard the campfire in Butte County, there's a number to call, 530-538-6570. If you're either a missing person in a shelter or if you are missing a person in the campfire, please call this number, 530-538-6570. That's the number to call so we can perhaps there's, according to the sheriff's office earlier, last night actually, I was listening to it, there's 228 missing at this time. I don't know if that's the number he gave, but there's a number that came out from that, about 228 missing. So just leave it if there's over 200 missing at this point in time and unaccounted for, and they're trying desperately. I have about 10, the number was 10 teams coming in, forensics, to look for additional bodies and so on. So we do expect the number of 29 to go higher. Unfortunately, that's just sort of a very, very sad state of affairs, obviously. It's something that we did not want to have happen, but it seems to be happening. Anyway, the McSally race, Arizona. See if we can. We got a thing. I don't know why it's not playing, but it's not playing. Of course, we want to try and get the news and information to you. We think it's important that you. Oh, it's going to play now. Anyway, so Rick Scott in good old Florida and McSally with Cinema is her name. Cinema. Here we go.
Nearly 220,000 votes have yet to be counted. And right now, as you mentioned, Democrat Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema is up by about 32,000 votes over Republican Martha McSally. The Sinema campaign said in a statement, with the latest ballot count, Kyrsten's lead is insurmountable. McSally's campaign in today's results would be her firewall. But as we expected, no firewall emerged. McSally has lost every batch of votes for Maricopa County. And today, Kyrsten won by 6.25%, nearly double her overall performance in the county to date. We reached out to McSally on this, but got no response. On Saturday, her campaign released this. Today, our vote total grew at a greater rate than expected, and we expanded our vote margins in rural areas, counting mail-in ballots dropped off on Election Day. The latest release provides compelling evidence that the remaining uncounted ballots are favorable to Martha, and we will continue our effort to make sure all lawful ballots are counted. The Maricopa County Recorder, Democrat Adrian Fontes, has come under fire by the Arizona GOP and a staffer from the National Republican Senatorial Committee who, without evidence, floated the idea Fontes was cooking the books. Other Republicans hit back, including Mark Salter, former speechwriter and senior aide to the late Senator John McCain, tweeting, "Stop doing this, NRSC. McSally is losing fair and square, and she's underperforming in more than Maricopa County. All this does is poison our politics more. Despicable." The chair of the NRSC was asked about that on Meet the Press.
I think we do have a chance to win in Florida, or in Arizona. I do think there is a path. We've seen it in the numbers. But I do think it's important that we protect the people of Arizona. We can't sit by and allow votes to be counted in Maricopa that would not be counted somewhere else.
The deadline on the ballot counting is 5 p.m. Wednesday.
Well. See, they have their issues going on there, too. It's a template that follows coming from California, of course. It's tried and true in California. Like we were saying before, that California, there was no campaigning going on in California. You know, you have John Cox, who is basically a shill out of Chicago. Just like Neil Cash Carey, this is running against Gavin Newsom. And go figure. Oh, John Cox loses and concedes moments, just within moments of the closing of the polls. He concedes, oh, yeah, Gavin wins. Congratulations. You know, and they have one debate. The most populous state in the union and the governor for the governorship. They have one debate on a Monday at 9 a.m. on a PBS station in San Francisco. And if you listen to that whole thing, the moderator was clearly with Gavin Newsom. John Cox, this shows you how much of a shill he is. John Cox, on Sunday before the election, he's in Modesto, California. And they're rallying. We have Republicans out there, good, strong, real loyal Republicans. John Cox shows up on his campaign bus. Oh, yeah, we're going to go someplace. San Francisco, we're going to go. I don't know where we're going to go after that. Comes into Modesto. And people are, rallying around him. And he's kind of like being his normal self. Zero personality. And he's asked by one of the ladies there wearing a Trump shirt, are you going to support Donald Trump? Hey, John, are you going to support Donald Trump? He just looks at her, doesn't answer, just looks at her. Kind of like, why are you asking me that? Then the next thing, he said, no, are you going to support the president if you're governor? What does he do? Turns around, gets in the bus and drives off. There's your answer, right there. Gee, and he didn't spend much. You know, it's kind of interesting the way this campaigning was going on with the Republicans. The fix is in, of course. They're just going around from place to place, same old place to place to place, to campaign and talk as a group, as a cluster. Oh, that really is campaigning. That's really getting out and about now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The fix was in. That's why there was no campaigning. Everybody knew. That's why campaigners, the Republican donors, were not donating. Because they all knew the system was rigged. And, of course, the big thing coming out of California is what goes on in the offices of the Secretary of State. Because, you know, there were so many numbers that the percentages and so on just didn't start adding up. And I don't know. I hear these crazy stories about what goes on in Alex Padilla's offices there, Secretary of State, and the vote count. And how it's manipulated even, well, weeks before there is a vote. Something that needs to be investigated. I don't know how much it's going to be. And then there's the provisionals, of course. Admitted stories by people on video talking about the provisionals. Hey, if it's close, we'll just bring in the provisionals. Already pre-marked, mind you. Make sure of that. Make sure we get the vote. Actually bragging about it. This is California corruption. And sadly, it's spread to the rest of the nation, of course, now in Arizona. They rigged the system from the get-go. They rigged the districting. And by the way, all caused by an interesting lack of representation. You know, when you make all of your senators just nothing more than assembly members, and they don't represent counties any longer, a county, an individual county, they represent only parts of counties, multiple jurisdictions. One man, one vote. Then you have representative government go away. Reynolds versus Sims, ladies and gentlemen. And now they want to eliminate the federal governance system for senators. Oh, yeah, Krugman over the weekend. Floating that idea. Too many senators in the Midwest. They need to go to the coast. No senators for you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, this day not only marks 100 years since the armistice that finally ended World War I in 1918, but also signifies a grim and unfortunate result of that war, and that is the continued use in our time of chemical weapons.
It was a war known for an especially savage and unforgiving new way to kill: chemical weapons. One cruel legacy of World War I was the first widespread deployment of poison gas on the modern-day battlefield, a tragic and brutal development that so shockingly continues today.
In today's world, it's just unconscionable.
Bassam Rafai is chairman of the Syrian American Council. He criticizes the world's acquiescence to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's repeated use of chemical weapons against his own people.
I can't imagine what that would do to somebody who's hiding in their basement with their children in a dimly lit area waiting for a chemical weapon to rain down on them and to suffocate them.
It is a lesson not learned since 1918. On November 11th, the world marks the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended the war. But the silencing of the guns did not muzzle chemical weapons.
Countries have been able to still get away with it, even though we know what they do.
Dr. Timothy Westcott is a professor of history at Park University in Parkville, Missouri. He is also the director of the George S. Robb Center for the Study of the Great War.
White phosphorus was a powerful one that was, some people may have seen, like sort of the cloud. It just eats the skin away and very quickly. Maybe most people have some familiarity with would be the mustard gas and inhaling that, and just really eats your insides outward.
The Germans first used poison gas, chlorine, against the British in 1915 to try and break the long stalemate on the Western Front. Even though their use constitutes a war crime, first outlawed in 1899, that did not stop their use eventually by both sides.
It's kind of like this terror weapon.
Jonathan Casey is the director of archives at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. There, visitors can study the rudimentary gas masks and grenades that were used during the war to not only kill, but to spread terror.
And it was quite a shock, and it caused a lot of panic even within the soldiers, because there was something all of a sudden was there that they hadn't experienced before and didn't have any training or defense against. And yeah, so from that, yes, there was a natural outrage.
We have international agreements that these are not to be used on human beings. And unfortunately, we have not enforced those.
At the United Nations, there has been harsh condemnation of the continued use of chemical weapons and poison gas so many years later to little effect.
And I just find it unconscionable, Madam President, that after all these years, in the 100th anniversary year of the end of the First World War, that any government can even think of using chemical weapons against its own people, or indeed against anyone else.
Do you see a day when they will never be used?
Unfortunately not. Humans will be humans, and the rulers will use them, particularly if it's at a last resort.
Oh, the poppy I'm wearing as a symbol of hope and inspiration, commemorating and honoring the service and memories of those who died in the bloody battlefields of Europe. It is simply horrific that a century later, chemical weapons remain a threat.
Yeah, it's really sad. My grandfather, who served in World War I, was gassed with mustard gas. Yeah, it's a bad, sad legacy, obviously. Chemical weapons use. You know, it's kind of interesting. Everybody blames Syria, but, you know, a lot of the reports that this needs to be brought out is that, especially, it was brought out by Chris Street and others when the first gas attack happened in Syria, that all the chemicals came from Saudi Arabia for the attack. Remember, they had these big barrel bombs and things like that? And all the materials, all the components came from Saudi Arabia, which it indicated wasn't the Syrians killing their own people. So let's be kind of square about that. Is it Syria or is it Syria? The evidence doesn't really start to strike up that it is. I know the narrative's there, but when you start really looking at at what really has happened and where it's all really going, it points in a completely different direction. These are very, very, very evil weapons. I don't think that they're ever not going to be used. I think there's going to be chemical weapons and biological weapons and even nuclear weapons. We already use depleted uranium and shells and things like that, which creates, radioactive diseases and things like that, or radiation-caused diseases. That's something that litters the battlefield all over the place, you know. So those are things that are going on right now. Too bad we have to talk about such things. Some people just like to burn you out altogether. They think that's the way to go. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. There's some interesting numbers. Some very, very interesting numbers. See if I can get those. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, we stand so strong and committed against so many things, especially with the war thing going on, you know. Yeah, you know, the war thing with the... Yeah, gosh, I can't get to the darn website. Amazing stuff. But, you know, the situation with the numbers of people that are killed by modern warfare, and since the last century, the numbers of people that have been killed because of socialism and communism and Nazism, the isms, if you will, is staggering. They estimate well over 60 million just in World War II, maybe more. In fact, there's a lot of people saying it's more like 115 million. But, you know, once it's over one or two or three or 1,000, and you start talking about millions of people, well, then it doesn't really matter, does it? It's just like a lot of numbers. Sure hope that isn't where we're headed right now. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Showing a graphic right now, 6,700 buildings have been destroyed so far in the Paradise area. Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah, so anyway, I want to make sure that you all have this phone number again. We're well up over 111,000 acres now in the burn. Actually, probably more than that. That was the last 2 hours ago. Missing persons information, 530-538-6570. That's the missing persons information in the fire up here in Paradise. So make sure that if you are a missing person and no one's contacted you or whatever, that you know your loved ones haven't, get on the stick and call this number. 530-538-6570, 530-538-6570, that's a number that you need to call, okay? Now, if you are checking on someone that has been missing, and right now we have over 200 missing persons reports, it's the same number, 530-538-6570, that's the number for you to call in. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, or 821R.com. And, of course, there's NewCaliforniaState.com. New California, state of the future. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.